Welcome to Birdlands. I am Sheila. This episode is called Part 1, Rethinking the Bird Brain, presented by the Birdlands app.
And I am Victor. Sheila, this is Season 1, Episode 1, and our Part 1 introduction. Where are we taking listeners first?
We are starting from zero, Victor. No previous episode is required. Listeners only need curiosity about how scientists decide whether an animal is intelligent.
That foundation matters. We will preview Chapter 1 and its sections: old scientific assumptions, dense bird neurons, and fairer ways to measure intelligence.
Here is the route. First, we define intelligence and brain structure. Next, we trace the history. Then we test modern evidence and common mistakes.
Three clear steps. Before those definitions, Sheila, do you have a question that can stay open while we learn?
I do, Victor. Here is today's quiz. If a crow and a monkey solve the same unfamiliar puzzle, what evidence would show they used comparable intelligence?
That is difficult, because a correct result reveals only the outcome. My opinion is that the reasoning process matters. I will not reveal the answer yet.
Let us build the prerequisites. Intelligence means using information flexibly to solve problems, learn, or adapt. Victor, what is a neuron?
A neuron is a cell that receives and sends signals. Sheila, what should we mean by brain architecture before we compare species? Great. Sheila, what should we mean by brain architecture before we compare species?
Brain architecture means how neurons are arranged and connected. So size, cell count, and organization describe different features. Did I separate them correctly?
You did, Sheila. I would improve one point. Behavior is also evidence, because anatomy alone cannot tell us how flexibly an animal uses its brain.
Now the history. Victor, why did the word bird-brained become shorthand for stupidity instead of efficiency?
Early researchers compared bird brains with mammal brains. Birds lacked a mammalian cortex, so their differently organized forebrain was labeled primitive.
So, an anatomical difference became a ranking. Was the hidden assumption that intelligence must be built exactly like ours?
Yes, Sheila. That assumption shaped experiments and language. Later, scientists renamed avian brain regions and studied what their circuits actually did.
My analogy is a city map. Brain size is the city boundary. Neurons are buildings, and connections are roads moving information between them.
Useful analogy, Sheila. Add public transport. Two cities of equal size may perform differently when one moves information faster through denser networks.
Let us increase the complexity gently. Parrots and songbirds can pack roughly twice as many neurons as primate brains of the same mass. Why is that important?
It shows that small mass does not mean little processing capacity. Many of those neurons sit in forebrain regions associated with flexible behavior.
Here is an edge case, Victor. Suppose a crow opens one box once. Does that prove planning? Or could trial and error explain it?
One success proves too little, Sheila. Researchers vary the box, control previous experience, and test whether the bird transfers its solution to a new situation.
That exposes a common pitfall, treating a clever result as proof of human-like reasoning. We avoid it by testing alternative explanations.
Exactly. Best practice is to compare processes, not performances alone. Ask what information was available, what changed, and whether learning transferred.
How can a listener apply that while birdwatching? record what changed before the behavior, then watch whether the PERT adapts when conditions change.
Good field method, Sheila. Compare repeated situations and avoid rewarding the bird accidentally. A pattern across trials is stronger than one impressive moment.
Here is a memorable fact. Pigeons learned to distinguish Monet from Picasso, then classified unfamiliar paintings. Their categories extended beyond memorized pictures.
And an anecdote. New Caledonian crows shape hooked tools from plants. Sheila, what makes that more informative than simply finding a ready-made stick?
Shaping the hook links material, form, and goal. My memory tool is four C words: cells, circuits, context, and choices.
That mnemonic captures our key point. Count cells, inspect circuits, control context, and observe choices. No single measure settles intelligence.
Now, my quiz answer. Comparable intelligence requires evidence of similar flexible processes, learning, transferring a strategy, and adapting when the puzzle changes.
Yes, Sheila, matching outcomes are insufficient. Comparable flexibility under controlled changes gives the stronger answer.
Let me recap. History confused difference with inferiority. Modern evidence reveals dense neurons and complex circuits. FAIR tests compare flexible processes and rule out simpler explanations.
Next comes Chapter 1, The End of Bird Brain. We will examine why scientists underestimated birds for so long, then build toward neurons and better experiments.
Subscribe to BirdLens and rate BirdLens wherever you listen. Download the BirdLens app to discover this podcast and many more. See you next time.